there, boys and girls. That theme song is your high sign to get near the radio and join in with us for singing with the children and a true Bible story and a good time together. And while the choir is singing their first song, could you run to the phone and call a friend or neighbor or playmate and remind them that the program's on? Tell them the station frequency or the numbers on the dial so they can find the program quickly and not miss a thing. Good for you. Hurry now while the choir is singing. Choir. Some of you have grown up so much lately that I have to do a double take to be sure it's really you. Well, it's good that you can grow up. You wouldn't want to be a dwarf all your life. But I hope you are also growing spiritually, that you're reading your Bible and praying and witnessing for the Lord, for you surely don't want to be a spiritual dwarf. The Bible says we are not supposed to stay as babes in Christ, but are to grow big and strong in Him. Say, you know, a while back I told you about my new kitten, Misty. She's a sweetheart, and she's so much fun. Sometimes if she's gone very long, I go look in my closet, and there she'll be, curled up asleep in my bedroom slipper. It would make a cute picture. But one day, a friend came who had been working outside, and was hot and tired. He thought it would be nice to be like that little kitty cat and just sleep all day. That reminded me of a poem I learned a long time ago when I was a little girl. Ha! I know you never thought that Aunt Carolyn was ever a little girl, did you? Anyway, this is the poem about a kitten. Wee pretty kitten with nothing to do, only to take little naps in a shoe. You look very comfy while lying there, with never a doubt or bother or care. Yet I'm so glad that I'm not you, for I can love Jesus, which you cannot do. Yes, God made children special. The animals were created for God's glory and man's good, but human boys and girls were made in the image and likeness of God, which is a big subject all by itself. But children can learn of Jesus' love and sacrifice for their sin, and can trust Him as their Savior, live for Him now, and someday go to heaven to live with Him forever. We do have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? And let's just think about that as the choir sings again.
To ransom His own for me, He bled and died.
Samuel Becomes Priest, from 1 Samuel chapter 4. Growing up in the tabernacle wasn't easy for Samuel because Eli's sons were priests, but they were wicked men. They threatened the people who came to sacrifice and lived wickedly. They surely weren't good examples for Samuel. Eli was a soft, indulgent father who didn't discipline his sons, and they grew up to be a great sorrow to him because of their evil ways. Samuel learned early to do right, no matter what others were doing. He learned the work and service of the tabernacle, to obey Eli and to be loyal to him. That's why it was hard for Samuel to tell Eli the message God gave him in the night. Eli insisted, though, and Samuel told him everything. That God was going to judge Eli's sons for their evil sins, that God was going to remove them from being priests, and that no one in Eli's family could ever be a priest over Israel again. Judgment would fall, and fall swiftly. Eli was sad, but he knew God was fair and right. Samuel grew up to love the Lord. When God spoke to Samuel, he was careful to listen and obey his word. Everyone in Israel knew that Samuel was a prophet of God. The godless Philistines, bitter enemies of Israel, again set out to fight and take their territory. The Israelite army didn't bother about seeking the Lord. They just stormed out to battle. But they soon retreated and ran fleeing home, for the Philistines whipped them soundly, and 4,000 Israelites were killed. In shock, they cried, "Why didn't God help us? Why did he let us be defeated today?" They didn't ask God, though, or even Samuel. They just took matters in their own hands again. "Let's take the Ark of God with us against the enemy. It will give us victory." And they took it from the tabernacle, and Hophni and Phinehas, Eli's sons, went with it, as if the Ark was some kind of a good luck charm to win the battle. They forgot that it was the God of the Ark of the Covenant that they needed, not just the Ark object or box. When the Israelite army saw the Ark coming, they shouted so loudly that the Philistines were frightened over in their camp. They didn't know what was happening. When they heard the Ark of God was with the Israelites, they were terrified. They knew the Israelites' God had sent plagues on the Egyptians to save his people. They had heard of his miracles. What could they do against such a God as this? They bolstered their forces and fought a fierce battle. Again, they defeated Israel, killed 30,000 Israelite soldiers, and sent the rest home, groveling in defeat. Then, with a daring final blow, they stole the Ark of God and hijacked it to Philistia. What victory and glory! They had defeated the Israelites and their God. In grief and shame, with his clothes torn and dirt on his head, one soldier fled from the Israelite camp to take the news to Shiloh. Eli was 98 years old and could hardly see. He was waiting for news outside the tabernacle, because he was greatly distressed that the Ark of God had been taken from the tabernacle. As news of the awful defeat reached Shiloh, the whole city wailed in sorrow and dismay. When Eli heard the noise, he asked what the tumult was about. And the runner blurted the news, "We lost the battle. Our troops have been defeated. Thousands of our men have been slaughtered. And your sons, Hophni and Phinehas, have also been killed, and the Ark of God has been taken." The shock was too much for Eli. Losing the battle was terrible. Losing his own sons was worse. But when he heard that the Ark of God was taken, it was too much. Eli fell backward off his seat. As old and heavy as he was, the fall broke his neck, and he died. Then when Phinehas' wife heard the news that her husband was killed, the shock was so great that her baby was born early, and she died. The baby lived, but before the mother's last breath, she named the baby Ichabod and murmured, "The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God is taken." All in one day, the Israelites were crushed. The ark of God was taken. 30,000 men lost their lives. Hophni and Phinehas were killed, and Eli the priest died. Just as God told Samuel that special night in the tabernacle, God's judgment fell because they turned their backs on him and made light of his word. Eli died, and the priesthood was lost to his family forever because he would not judge the sin of his own sons. His daughter-in-law also died, leaving her son a helpless orphan. God was long-suffering with Israel, but when judgment fell, it was sure. What a tragic day. Israel suffered great loss, but worse than that, God's name was brought into reproach. Sin is serious, boys and girls. Sometimes we may think we get by doing wrong because we aren't punished immediately, but God never forgets. Judgment will come for every wrong deed or thought unless our sins are forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ and cleansed by His blood. All the sacrifices in the tabernacle pointed to one great and perfect sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten, sinless Son, who came to die on the cross for our sins. Oh, we ought to accept His sacrifice and receive Christ as our Savior. As with Israel, there's no guarantee of more time or warning. He loves us in spite of our sin, and He's worthy of our life and love. Repent of your sin and receive Him today. Behold, now is the day of salvation. God bless you now. Until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.